It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Welcome to the Download on Chicago Business. I'm Justin Kaufman. This segment is sponsored by Signature Bank. Joining us today, none other than Doug Cook, the CEO of Feldco. Feldco has gone beyond just being a Chicago company, now representing most of the Midwest. The window, siding, and door company is more than a jingle, but that jingle has seared itself into Chicago's brain. The company has been around since 1976. Doug Cook with me now in studio. Doug, thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, we've talked before, and it's great to see you again. I think we could take a really focus on what it takes to acquire a business, because I say that Feldco has been around since 1976, but you haven't been with the company that long. Talk about taking over Feldco and why you decided to acquire a company in the home improvement sector.
I bought Feldco nearly 20 years ago in the year 2000. It was for sale because its owner and founder, a gentleman by the name of Bernie Feld of Feldco, was looking to retire. He was 80 plus years old, didn't have anybody to sell the company to family-wise, employee-wise, and basically put the business on the open market. I had the good fortune of meeting him, and I had been looking to acquire a business up till that point. And when I sat down with Bernie and learned more about the company itself, what I quickly learned was that my background, which was a heavy marketing background, was going to be a good fit for what this company needed. I like to tell people the company was dusty. It wasn't rusty. Rather, it just needed a good refresher.
When you're in the business of trying to acquire a company, are you looking for a passion play? Are you just looking for something you're interested in? Or as a businessman, do you have to put that to the side and say, I'm looking for what's going to make me profit?
It's very subjective. To each their own. There are some people, some business folks, entrepreneurs that would look at you and say, I don't care what the business does as long as it can make money or I can figure out a way to have it make money. In my search for businesses, I did need to have something that I had some passion for. I figured that an entrepreneurial venture is something that's 24/7. It's all consuming. And if you don't have some sort of inner passion about what you're doing, that will not be a path to success.
Where do you find that passion? Because I would just assume someone with a marketing and broadcast background or yourself, mm-hmm. maybe windows, siding, and doors, not necessarily a hobby for you. But so where do you find the passion when it isn't front and center?
When you do go in and look and investigate businesses that may be for sale, it's vitally important to understand, what is that business all about? Is it a manufacturing company? Is it a service business? Does it require a lot of overhead? Does it have a lot of staff? Is it more virtual, that it has a lot of outsourced things? And
right.
all those characteristics of a company play into what a potential buyer should want or not want. Understand what is going to be required of you as the leader of that company, and do you have that? Can you dig deep in the moments that you need to dig deep to bring forth what is necessary to overcome a challenge? In my world, I do have to have a passion about what it is that I do, and specifically about Feldco, because I do get asked that question frequently. What about windows, siding, and doors is so exciting? In short, what it is it's a marketing puzzle. You know, a big part of what Feldco is, aside from windows, siding, and doors, is we have to sell and market.
Yeah.
And we have to get people to call or click for
well, inquiry. That's a great transition into the jingle, which is by far one of the more successful jingles in Chicago history, a town that is just full of historic jingles. Mm-hmm. How important is that for you to have that kind of commercial, that kind of number where you sing the what you do and then say the number? How important is it to have that hook?
Vital. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You hit on it earlier. We're both Chicago guys. We grew up here. And growing up, I can sing you any number of, of jingles that I've heard on the TV over the years. So when I first came to Feldco 2 decades ago, we didn't have that jingle. In fact, we didn't do TV. We did primarily print. So there was no need for a jingle. But I felt, given my background and just my experience, I felt that this was something that would really kind of evolve us into the next frontier for Feldco. And lo and behold, it has done just that. I can't tell you how many times we have people singing the jingle to us, little kids, adults. I'll be out and, any random places, and all of a sudden I'll get the jingle belted out. It's amazing.
But advertising has changed, and now you may have campaigns. I think of, you know, some of the national brands. When you think of beer commercials or possibly insurance companies, mm-hmm. they'll have a campaign. They'll have a one spokesperson. Can you hear me now? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. For you to stick with a jingle and stay with this concept, which is a concept that is traditional and one that was born out of the 50s and the 60s. Mm-hmm. Why not switch? Why not go with something more trendy? Why stay with a jingle like the one for Feltco?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Number one.
Right.
I'm not going to purport to be smarter than other folks out there. We measure everything. And so when we see the results that come in off of this jingle, it's tough to kind of throw those results into the wind.
So you see results. So people have a problem direction. With their windows, and they're like, you see results coming off of that jingle.
Correct. We've they call beta tested things, where we've created commercials with the jingle and we've created commercials without the jingle. And I can unequivocally tell you that the jingle trumps the non-jingle every day of the week. There's no comparison. The jingle is unbelievably effective. And there's so much clutter out there. I think it's one of the ways in which we can kind of break through and really be distinguished.
And it's a dying breed in a way. The jingle is gone. They've moved on to different types of advertising that is designed to get you. But the jingle, you don't see too many jingles that are coming out with products today.
Correct. Because there's so much clicking, right? There's so much online stuff that people can click away from and so forth. We, with the development of that jingle, which started basically about 18 years ago, I'd like to say that we came in at the right time. I think it would be very difficult for somebody to try and undertake a jingle development the same way we did over these past two decades, just given the fact that the media landscape is different. And to have the repetition to be able to hammer that jingle tens of thousands of times a year through multimedia channels, it's just become more and more difficult to penetrate in this environment of 2019's media landscape.
As you expand and Feltco goes from being one Chicago company that now has outposts all over the Midwest, you have been acquiring other companies, namely Danley Garage, another great Chicago iconic company, mm-hmm. a company that everybody knows because of Cubs games back in WGN broadcast throughout time. How hard is it to acquire a company after you've acquired a company? Meaning, you know, you put all this time and energy into it, and you expand and expand and expand. Does it get easier to say, I'm going to start again?
I would say the buying and selling businesses is a tough business. There's no question about it. I think people that assume it's like buying a home, a piece of real estate, or an automobile, a large purchase like that, does so at kind of their own peril, because there are a lot of dynamics about it that are very different. So in short, like anything, practice and experience probably makes you a little bit more wise, and you can be aware of what may be lurking around the corner. So I would say the first time out was really just kind of a galaxy of craziness, of just everything was new and it was the first of everything. Right. Having done this multiple times on an ensuing basis, I'm not going to tell you it's easy or easier. I will tell you that it's a little bit less cloudy.
Experience matters.
Experience does matter.
Right. But when you're handling such an iconic brand, iconic Chicago company like Danley or uh-huh. Feltco before that, are you looking for that? Are you seeking that kind of thing out? Are you saying, I know this company, I know what it means to Chicago, I'm going for sure. That? That's what you're looking for?
For sure. We're brand builders. We like to build brands. We've done that with Feltco. We respect the Danley brand, having been in business for 60 years. And we also acquired a third company in the Chicagoland area called Early Times Home Solutions, which is a chimney service company located out of Elmhurst, but serving the entire Chicago metropolitan area, doing masonry work and cleanings and so forth with chimneys and the like. It's a great business. All of these businesses, Feltco, Danley's, Early Times, the youngest of the three businesses is nearly 30 years old. So these are well-known companies that homeowners have trusted to come into their homes and solve their problems. And I think that the distinguishing point with all of our companies that's very important is that none of our appointments are unsolicited, meaning that we're welcomed into every home we go into. We're not showing up.
Right.
We're being requested to come out to people's homes.
My dad in the 60s saying, you know, I used to work on roofs. That was going door to door.
Canvassing, as they call it. Right. In fact, I tell people that our companies, our three companies that we have that serve homeowners directly, there is not a single privately held company in the Midwest that is welcomed into more people's homes than our group of companies, Feldco, Danley, in early times. And that's the underscore there is trust. Nobody welcomes anybody into their home if they don't trust you. Preserving that trust, reinforcing that trust is a very important part of our businesses.
My last question for you, just as we talk about this being the download on Chicago business, and Chicago being the big word here, it's a big metropolitan area. It's a big city, and there are millions and millions of people that would require your services. As you continue to branch out and you do business in Indiana or Iowa or Wisconsin, is it the same? Would you have to think of the way that you serve a big metropolitan area like Chicago as opposed to maybe a little bit more of a rural area like Iowa?
I like to say people are people. We all put our shoes on one shoe at a time. We tie shoes accordingly. So I insist that what we have is a staff that reflects the communities that we serve. So the people that we have representing Feldco, Danley's, early times are I want neighbors, friends, relatives from people's communities because I want there to be a tie there. I want there to be a link that we're not just dropping in to hit and run, if you will. That's a very important part of it. And we need people to trust our company and companies. So reinforcing that at every step of the way, professionally, from a communication standpoint, if someone says, I want you there at 6:30, we're going to be there at 6:25. We're not looking to inconvenience anybody because people are calling us to solve their problems. Right. We don't need to exacerbate them in any way, shape, or form.
Always great to have you here, Doug.
Justin, thanks
for
having me.
It's always good conversations about business. Doug Cook, owner of Feldco, Danley Garage, and of Early Times, chimney company out of Elmhurst. My guest in the Download in Chicago Business. Doug, thanks for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks again, Justin.